Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Libertor. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that I know a lot of people are curious about, buying a condo in Sarasota. David, you've put together this comprehensive buyer's guide, and I'm really excited to talk through it with you because I feel like there's so much that people don't know before they jump into a condo purchase.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, so the thing is, a lot of people come to Sarasota excited about the lifestyle, the beaches, the weather, and rightfully so, but they don't really understand what goes into buying a condo here specifically. It's different from buying a single-family home in a lot of ways, and I wanted to create something that actually walks people through the whole process so they feel confident when they're making this decision.
I love that. So when someone comes to you and they're thinking about buying a condo in Sarasota, what's like the first thing you tell them they need to understand? Because I imagine there are some things that are specific to condos that a lot of first-time buyers might not even think about.
Absolutely. The biggest thing is the HOA, the Homeowners Association. With a condo, you're not just buying your unit, you're buying into a community with rules, fees, and shared responsibilities. A lot of people don't dig deep enough into what those fees actually cover, what the reserves look like, and whether the association is well managed. That stuff can make or break your experience as a condo owner.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's not just looking at the sticker price of the unit itself. You really have to understand what you're getting into with the HOA. What else should people be looking at? Like, are there other red flags or things that really matter?
Yeah, for sure. You want to look at the building's age and condition. Sometimes older buildings have bigger special assessments coming down the pipeline for things like roof repairs or structural work. You also need to understand the lease situation if the building is on leased land. And then there's the market itself. Sarasota is a unique market with a lot of seasonal buyers, so understanding whether you're buying in a strong buyer's market or a seller's market really matters for your investment.
That's really smart. So you're saying, even if you find a condo you love, the bigger picture of the building and the market can totally change whether it's actually a good investment for you. That makes sense. What about financing? Is there anything specific to Sarasota condos that people should know about when they're getting a mortgage?
Good question. Some lenders are pickier about condo financing than single-family homes, especially if the building has a high percentage of investor-owned units, or if the HOA financials aren't in great shape. So you want to talk to your lender early and make sure they'll actually finance the property you're looking at. And definitely get pre-approved before you start seriously shopping. It makes you a stronger buyer and you'll know your budget for real.
Right? Exactly. So it's not just about your personal finances. It's about whether the property itself will even qualify for financing. That's huge. Okay, so let's say someone's done all their homework, they've looked at the HOA, they understand the building, they're pre-approved. What should they be looking for when they're actually touring units?
Look at the condition of the unit itself, obviously. HVAC, appliances, flooring. But also check out the common areas and amenities. Are they well maintained? Are they something you'd actually use? And don't just look at one unit. See a few different units in the building if you can, because condition can vary a lot. Also, think about the view, the layout, and whether it fits your lifestyle. In Sarasota, a lot of people are drawn to water views, but that comes with a premium price tag.
That's great advice. You know what I think is so cool about that approach is you're really thinking about it holistically. It's not just the four walls, it's the whole experience of living there. So for someone who's maybe on the fence about whether condo living is even right for them, what would you say? Like, is a condo a good fit for everyone?
Honestly, no. If you really value privacy, total control over your property, and minimal shared rules, a condo might not be for you. But if you like the idea of amenities, less maintenance responsibility, a community feel, and maybe a lower price point than a single-family home, then a condo can be a great choice. It really depends on your lifestyle and what matters to you.
That's such a balanced take. So really, it comes down to knowing yourself and what you want out of your living situation. David, this has been super helpful. For people who want to dive deeper into this stuff, like the full guide with all the details, where should they go to find that?
Thanks so much for having me. People can check out the Baso Sarasota Condo Buyer's Guide, which has everything from HOA checklist items to financing tips to a whole walkthrough of what to look for when you're touring properties. It's designed to be a resource they can come back to again and again as they go through the process.
Perfect. Well, David, I really appreciate you breaking this down for us. I think a lot of people are going to feel way more confident about their condo search after hearing this. Thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.